Welcome to Immortology. I am Gabriel D, and this is the Beyond Body Meditation. If you are ready to begin, I would like you to lie down comfortably on your bed or on the floor, your feet stretched out and your arms placed next to your body. Focus your eyes on any point or spot on the ceiling. Now, when I count from 1 to 3, at 3, you will start counting down slowly and loudly from 50, in the reverse order, like this: 50, 49, 48, and so on, while staring at that point. Whenever you hear this sound, you will go one number up, and then once again start the countdown from that number. Let me show you. 50, 49, 48, 47, 48, 47, 46, 45, 46, 45, 44, and so on. Feel your whole body beginning to relax, and your mind becoming calm. 1, 2, 3, start the countdown. Stare at the point. Louder. Faster. Louder. Stop. Deep sleep. Close your eyes. Your eyes are closed, your body is beginning to relax, your mind is becoming calm, and you are beginning to go deep down into a hypnotic sleep, which is very comfortable and very relaxing. Deep sleep. Now, as I count you down from 5 to 0, with each count you will go 10 times as deep, the whole body will relax, and the mind will be completely calm. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep sleep. You are listening to my voice. Any other sound that you hear in the background will help you to focus on the sound of my voice only. My voice will guide you through the whole experience safely and securely. Now, focus on your eyes. And with each breath, start breathing out all the stress, all the tension through your closed eyelids, and your eyelids will naturally begin to relax, absolutely free from all tension and very heavy. Only when you feel that you have successfully let go of all stress, all tension, and your eyelids feel limp and heavy to you, nod your head. Take your time. Now imagine that your eyes are sealed shut, and you cannot open them. And the harder you try, the more difficult it becomes. Deep sleep. Your eyes are firmly closed, and we are going to start going deeper. With each and every breath, you will keep going deeper and deeper. I am taking you down to a position that is very safe in your own subconscious mind, and you will keep going deeper and deeper, till you feel you have reached the deepest state. And so with each and every breath you take, give yourself the permission to go deeper and deeper. Your body will relax, and your mind will be very, very calm. The deeper you go, the more you relax, and the more you relax, the deeper you go. Turn your attention to the toes of both of your feet. Now let your concentration move from your toes into your heels. Into your ankles. And then to the calves of your legs. And from your toes to your knees, feel a wave of relaxation. Now feel the relaxation moving up through your thighs, your hips, and to your stomach. Now the relaxation will move up higher, across the chest area, to your shoulders, and down through your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Simultaneously, relax the muscles of your back, the lower back, the middle back, the area of your upper back, right up to your shoulders. And the neck muscles are relaxing. The wave of relaxation moves up through the scalp, across the forehead, and down over the eyelids, the whole face, and the physical body relaxing deeply and completely with every breath. Now, as I count from 5 down to 0, each count prepares you to enter the hypnotic sleep more deeply at 0. And now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Deep sleep. And let's go even deeper. Keep going even deeper with each and every breath, deep into your own quiet space. For the next few moments, you will not be listening to my voice. The absence of my voice and the other sounds in the background will help you go deeper and deeper. Now, imagine yourself on top of a staircase that has 20 steps going down. See yourself standing at the top. Now, as I count you down from 20 to 0, starting with your left foot first, you go down the stairs. Each step takes you 10 times deeper, will make you more relaxed, and will make your body heavier and heavier. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you will be very deep in your own subconscious mind. Your body will feel as heavy as never before. Starting with your left foot first, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep sleep. Now that you are at the bottom of the staircase, you notice a door. You slowly open the door and enter. You enter the temple of your body. Pay attention to your body. Feel it on the outside, feel its borders. Feel it from the inside, watch what is happening there. You usually forget about your body in your everyday life, because you are living too much in your head. Get back to your own body a little bit, and just listen to it. Listen to your breathing as you breathe in and out. How does it feel? Do you feel any tension inside your body? Do you feel pain, or do you feel discomfort somewhere? Don't try to analyze it with the mind, only feel it. Put your attention on your body, and keep it there. Feel the area where it touches the ground, feel the push. If you are very attentive, you can even sense gravity as it is pulling you down towards the center of the Earth. Your body is made of Earth. It is part of the Earth. So this pull is completely natural. But at the same time, a part of you is pulled up to the sky. Your consciousness is part of the sky, so this upward pull is completely natural too. Until now, you did not pay too much attention to your body, because it has become so natural to you. The closer and longer something is with you, the easier it is to forget about it. And your body is the closest to you, and it has been with you since you were born. Your body is sensing the world with its senses. Everything you see, everything you hear, everything you smell, everything you taste, and everything you touch is connected with you through your body, because you are sensing everything with its senses. So, the truth is that you always only sense your own senses, and never directly the world itself. For example, when you touch the floor, you sense your own finger. You cannot sense the floor directly. You only feel the effect that it has on your finger. Now, touch the floor for a moment with your finger, and try it yourself. First, touch the floor just like you would touch it normally. Do you feel the floor? Now, forget about the floor, and try to feel your finger. Shift your attention from the floor to your finger. Shift your attention from the outside to the inside. It is a different experience, isn't it? What we are trying to create here is body awareness. When you have it, it can automatically slip into pure awareness. Body awareness is about paying attention to your body and watching it work in action with awareness. Try it with your hand. Move your hand up and down slowly. But when you are moving it, don't just move it. Know that you are the one who is moving it. This movement has a certain kind of grace to it, because it is done with awareness. Lay your hand back on the floor. Take a deep breath and watch your body inhale and exhale. Don't control your breathing, Just watch it carefully. Feel as the air is filling your lungs when you breathe in. As it lightly touches your nostrils when you breathe out. Who is the one watching the breaths? Now, shift your attention to your heart. Listen to your heartbeats carefully. They are silent, but if you become silent yourself, you can hear them. Feel this small organ pumping blood all over your body through your veins. Who is the one listening to the heartbeats? Until now, you were not really conscious of your body, so you identified yourself with it. But now that you perceive your body, ask yourself the question, who is the perceiver? You cannot be what you perceive, so you must realize that you are not your body. This change of perception can happen suddenly as you are watching your body. You suddenly recognize that you are this inner, undefinable witness who controls the body. you may feel as if the body had its own life and you were just watching it from outside. You may feel your body melting into one with the world. You may feel the borderline between the body and the world disappear. This experience is the state of oneness. Stay with this experience for a while. I want you to remember the last time you had your hair cut. Certainly, you know that cutting your hair doesn't hurt. You did it many times before. But when your hair is cut, are you less than before? Or are you the same person? Do you change in your essence when you get a haircut? Now, I want you to remember the last time you cut your nails on your fingers. Before you cut them, you were sure that your nails were part of you, right? Okay, imagine that you are cutting your nails right now. You are here, and your nails are there, lying on the floor. Are your nails still part of you? Did your identity change because you cut your nails? Let us move on. Imagine that you are traveling somewhere with a train. And you are preparing to get off. Accidentally, you fall under the moving train, and the wheels cut both of your legs. Yes, horrible, but do you still feel you without your legs? Were your legs really part of you before? Are you somebody else without your legs, or are you still the same person? Moving on, imagine that you are in a forest, and you are cutting a tree with a chainsaw. But the chainsaw slips from your hands, and somehow it cuts off both of your arms. Your arms are lying beside you on the ground, and you are left without arms and legs. But you are still alive. Are you still yourself? Now, imagine that you are lying in the hospital, wounded by all these accidents. You only have your head and your upper body. Your legs and your arms are missing. A doctor enters the room and tells you that the wounds are getting worse. All your internal organs are affected and have to be removed. But there is a new technology in which your kidney, your lungs, your heart, and everything else will be changed to machines. So, all of the work of your organs will be carried on by these high-tech medical devices, so you can stay alive. You agree to the operation. When you wake up afterwards, you realize that now only your head is left. Everything else is gone. There are some machines beside your bed, pumping oxygen and blood to your head. But you are still alive. Yes, you lost many parts of your body, but you are still here. Your body changed, but did you really change? Later, the doctor tells you that he feels sorry for you. He mentions a new and safe technology to upload your consciousness into a computer. Again, you agree to this procedure with confidence. You already lost your legs, your arms, and your internal organs. So why not lose your head as well? Imagine that even though he puts you to sleep, you are completely aware of what is happening. He starts getting rid of all the unnecessary parts, one by one. First, he cuts off your ears. You don't feel any pain, you just let go of your ears. Then he cuts your nose, your eyes, your lips, and then he opens the skull. Only your brain is left now, but then he starts cutting the brain with a knife, piece by piece. Until the central point is reached. There is a very small part inside the center of your brain, containing your consciousness. You are witnessing everything from this infinitely small point. You are the center. Your whole body disappeared, but your awareness is untouched. Do you feel the gap between you and your body? Stay as this pure awareness. Observe your body, but at the same time, observe the observer too. Who is the one observing the body? As you are floating there, without your body, pay attention to your emotions. How do you feel yourself? Do you feel happy, sad, confused, clear? Do you see your emotions changing all the time? They are in motion, just as your body is changing all the time, so do your emotions. Now, I would like you to make a little experiment. I will begin counting down from 3 to 0, and when I reach 0, I want you to feel your next feeling. 3, 2, 1, 0. Feel your next feeling. What are you feeling exactly? Try to define your emotion precisely. You are feeling your feeling, so you cannot be your feeling. There needs to be someone who is aware of the emotion. Do you feel the gap between you and your emotion? In everyday life, when you are not aware of yourself, this emotion grabs you, and you become one with it, and it swipes you off your feet. But when you remember yourself, you can simply watch the emotion appear and disappear, and nothing will happen to you. Because now you know that the emotion is there, but you are here. The attention that you put on the emotion makes you aware of the emotion and of yourself too. Consciousness separates you from the emotion. The difference is very subtle, but important. Before, you were just feeling the feeling. Now, you know that you are feeling the feeling, and you also know that you exist. You can glimpse yourself in the light of consciousness. Stay as this pure witness for a while. Observe your emotions, but at the same time, observe the observer too. Is the one observing the emotions? Moving on, I would like to make another experiment. I will begin counting down from 3 to 0. And when I reach 0, I want you to think of your next thought. 3, 2, 1, 0. Think of your next thought. Congratulations. You just had a brief experience of meditation. Your thinking suddenly stopped because you became conscious. Thinking can happen only unconsciously, so every time you realize that you are thinking, thinking itself stops because you become conscious of yourself. Your attention can be either on your thoughts or on yourself. So, when I asked you to think about your next thought, you knew that now you were supposed to think, but it just didn't happen. I put your mind into a state of waiting. When you are waiting for something to happen, you are very aware, because you don't want to miss the opportunity. And you cannot be sure which moment it is going to happen, so you have to watch all the time. But at the same time, you are very relaxed, because your body is sleeping. The combination of being relaxed and aware creates this state of sudden meditation. So, just keep on watching your next thought for a while, until I say stop. Stop. Observe your thoughts, but at the same time, observe the observer too. Is the one observing the thoughts. Repeat the following inside yourself without speaking. I am aware of my physical state. But I am not my body. I am aware of my emotional state. But I am not my feelings. I am aware of my mental state. But I am not my thoughts. I am simply the witness. Of my body, my emotions, and my thoughts. I am beyond my body. I am beyond my feelings. I am beyond my mind. I am beyond all. Now, as I count from 5 down to 0, with each count, the suggestion will go deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind and will be very deep at 0. And now, 5, deeper at 4, even deeper at 3, still going deeper at 2, 1, and very deep at 0. In a few moments, I am going to count you up from 1 to 5. At 5, you will be fully awake, feeling very good and refreshed. But first I start from 0, and 0 means the level that you are at now, or even deeper. So each and every time I say, deep sleep, you will quickly, calmly, and deeply go to the level of 0, or even deeper. Your body will completely relax and your mind will be very, very calm. Let all your energies, emotions, and thoughts integrate totally and completely with your physical body right now. Let all your energies, emotions, and thoughts integrate totally and completely with your physical body right now. Let all your energies, emotions, and thoughts integrate totally and completely with your physical body right now. Start coming up at 1, higher at 2, even higher at 3. You are aware of everything at 4. And at 5, open your eyes and wake up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, open your eyes and wake up. Start moving your fingers, your arms, your feet, and your legs. Stay like this for a couple of minutes. When you feel ready, stand up slowly. And drink some water. The Beyond Body Meditation was presented to you by Gabriel D. as part of the Immortology series. For more meditations like this, and for more information, visit immortology.org.